Hey, good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM, and also going to our friends, Free FM on 89.0, coming out of Kirikiriroa, going throughout the Waikato. And today, later in the show, we are going to have a look at some aquaculture projects that are on the fast track list, and a few other little things on that, like that. Today, that's what we'll be covering the show. We'll also do some weather. We'll also do some gardening to-dos, public service announcements, things like that as time goes by. But to start the show, well, I'll get myself a little bit organised. Here goes Murianne Bradley singing Police Dog Blues Live.
The song is by Blind Blake, and Blind Blake was a blues and ragtime guitarist from the 1920s. The song is probably one of his most famous, and it's called Police Dog Blues. All my life I've been a traveling gal. All my life I've been a traveling gal. Staying alone, got no friends or
Murianne Bradley there with Police Dog Blues Live, a song from the 1920s. Yes, nearly 100 years old, that one. She's very good at covering those sort of ones. And I've been chatting away in the studio, so I haven't got much organised yet. So here goes a song by Pai Pai called Travertine. I'll be back with this with some weather. We'll be right back.
keep us together. Terrestrial limestone in any kind of weather. It's not that hard. Come on, let us get together. Bond with me and I'll bond with you. Put two rocks together and we'll stick them with glue. And we'll be as one. Come on, let us get together. You found me down deep in the quarry. Pulled me from the ground. I'm a rock in the rough. I'm the best thing you've ever found. I'm free falling like a dead weight on my way down. Rippling like travertine. I'm as heavy as a rock now. Free forming minerals. I'm your only compound. Rippling like travertine. I'm as heavy as a rock now. Stick with me and I'll stick with you. Put us together and I'll see it through. I ain't engineered to be light as a feather. Come on now, let's get together. If we wanted to be as one, grind it down to silicon, then we'll be done and done. Come on, let's get together.
That was Travertine there with their, oh, that was Pipe Pie, sorry, with their song Travertine. And it is Weather to Do's time here on the Over the Fence show now. And what can we expect today? Over Aotearoa, was a band of rain and showers moving in over the North Island today in the form of a fairly weak cold front followed by more showers and larger dry spells. Southland and Westland take the majority of the showers today, with snow on the southern ranges and southern Alps. And blustery day parts many parts of the country as well. West to southwest flow is brisk in exposed places and possibly gale force, especially in marine areas and exposed hills. And temperatures are down today in many places, or may drop a little later on after the cold front has passed in the lower South Island. Single-digit daytime highs are possible. So, yeah, very springy all right, isn't it? And looking at the map, Yeah, there's, you can just see a sort of front sort of moving slowly up the country out in the Tassie. So in the next few days ahead, what can we expect? There's going to be a high-pressure centre over the Tasman Sea. It's going to come closer to Aotearoa tomorrow, which is going to bring more settled weather to much of the South Island, but showers and maybe some rain in the lower half of the North Island. And westerlies return to South Island, lower North Island Friday. And a few remaining showers to the east of the upper North Island as well Friday. And what can we expect in the Waikato over the next few weeks? Well, we can expect pretty between 14 and 17 degrees the daytime highs. Showery today and tomorrow and Friday. Nighttime temperatures somewhere between like 10 and 13, but mostly 10 throughout the week. Saturday is going to be pretty windy. And then again, for the rest of the week, basically it's going to be a few sunny spells, a few showers. Good classic spring weather, I guess, isn't it, folks? And the winds, west-southwesterlies today, south-westerlies tomorrow, south-southwesterlies Friday, south-westerlies again Saturday, west-southwesterlies Sunday, south-southwesterlies Monday, and south-westerlies again into next week. Again, pretty much out of that same quarter. And a chance of rain pretty much every day, although not heaps of it, but chance of rain pretty much every day. Humidity today is either 82% or 74%, depending where you look. And the sun rose this morning at 6:45 and will set at 7:32 this evening. The length of visible light is 13 hours and 40 minutes. The actual day length is 12 hours and 47 minutes. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 24 seconds longer than it is today. And the beautiful moon is 32% illuminated. It's a waxing crescent moon. I haven't seen it the last few nights, and it will rise. 10 o'clock this morning will set at 12:55 a.m. Yes, so there's some weather for you. And I'll come back after this one by The Bats called Block of Wood. That was the Bats there with Block of Wood. And now we're going to do some public service announcements here at the Over the Fence show and up at the community house, as they do every Wednesday. Koha Kai Day out there today, and I've actually eaten some of it. It was delicious. And it's pronounced something along the lines of Spena Kopila, which is a Greek spinach and feta pie with Suzza's special salad and a beautiful raw winter bread as well, and it's delicious, folks. So get up there. If you can afford it, chuck in a bit of koha for the kai, and that goes from till about 2 o'clock from about midday. So, yep, it's a good option, and can help out the community house as well up there. So, and also, this Friday is Make a Scarecrow Day at 10:30 at the Stewart Street Hall. Each family or household build your own scarecrow and provided our materials, including old clothes and timber and tools and guidance to help you create a unique scarecrow. And you can bring your own accessories, whatever, to put on your scarecrow. Suggested donation of $10 per household. And that is put on by the Whangarā Environment Centre. So, yeah, Make a Scarecrow Day at 10:30, Friday, this Friday, at Stewart Street Hall. And also this Saturday, yes, the Whangarā Talent Factory is happening this Saturday, starting from 6 right here in the Town Hall in Raglan. And it's an all-ages gig, koha entry. Watch a few of the local up-and-coming musicians do their thing on stage. They're getting mentored as they go, and Neil Toll's the MC there, and he's also got an apprentice MC with him. And also Friday night is the Raglan Growers Market, which returned last week. You may remember we were talking to Tanya last week about that. And that's from 5 till 7 at the Stewart Street, on the grass outside of it, sunny, or in the Stewart Street Hall if it's raining or whatever. And that's all locally grown, fresh produce from our wonderful growers here around the community. And also, can finally announce a big reveal, Raglan Community Radio's 30th anniversary celebration. And it's going to be hosted by one of the DJs, Red Robin. And the bands that are going to feature are Heavy Lounge Suite, Cornerstone Roots, and Team Squad. And that's happening 8th of November from 7 p.m. at The Yard. Yeah, 8th of November, 7 p.m. from The Yard. Three great local bands there, and it's going to sell out pretty quickly, and you can get your tickets. It's on the poster, which is going to be up and around town soon. So that's Raglan Community Radio's 30th anniversary celebration. Heavy Lounge Suite, Cornerstone Roots, and Team Squad. So it'll be a great night, folks, so don't forget about that one. I think that's all I can think of right now for public service announcements. So I'll come back after this song by Steel Pulse, called Blues Dance Raid, live in Paris.
Say me no star, darling, me really dance near and far. I want set of people me just can't stand. Everybody call them dirty Babylon. I mash up me session, I mash up me dance. Come and make a rest, them no have no chance. But rougher, me tougher, it ain't no bluff. Me link them in the mouth with them own and come. Yes, me a dance, the rhythm me a dip. But I want a moderation from the dirty pig. A Babylon me chant, a Rasta me talk. This is what you call the Riot Scat Adventure. Come on, Raider Blues Day.
music, hotter. Hotter reggae music, hotter. Hotter reggae music, hotter. Hotter reggae music, hotter.
Steel Pulse there with Blues Dance Raid live in Paris. And now we're going to do some gardening to-dos here on the Over the Fence show. And we'll start by looking at this list. And you can sow the seeds for all of these things for October. Amaranth, Angelica, artichokes, asparagus pea, beans, climbing and dwarf, beetroot, borage, burdock, Cape gooseberry, carrots, chicory, Chinese cabbage, coriander, cucumber, daikon, dill, and eggplant. Also, endive and fennel. Also, kohlrabi, lemon balm, and lettuce. And mustard greens, and oregano, and parsley, and parsnip, and pumpkin, and radish. And rocket, rosemary, sage, salsify, savory, summer savory, that is. And sunflowers, and sweet corn. And that's all the seed ones. And now we're going to have a look at, you can start in your seed trays or plant out, transplant the seedlings. That's basil, broccoli, cabbage, capsicum, celeriac, celery, chili peppers. You plant the tubers for your chocos, eggplants, French tarragon, leeks, loofah, marrow, mint, New Zealand spinach, okra, potatoes, rock melon, winter savory, silver beet, and strawberry plants, also sweet marjoram, thyme, tomatoes, watermelons, and a zucchini. So those are a few of those things. It sounded a bit disjointed. I tried to do it a different way, but I don't know if I like it. But anyway, here's another list of stuff. There'll be some double ups here, but others won't be. And this one is alyssum, apricot, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, cabbage, calendula, capsicums, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chilies, chrysanthemums, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, dahlia, daisy, dianthus, eggplant, feijoas, fuchsia, guipera, gladiolas, and patiens, kumara, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, lily, limes, mandarins, marigold, mesclun, oranges, pansy, viola, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunia, poppy potatoes, pumpkin squash, radish, raspberries, rhubarb, rockets, rose, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onion, strawberry, sweet pea, sweet corn, tomatoes, and watermelon. Busy, busy month in the garden, isn't it, folks? October. All right, so I'll come back with something else after the song here by Skellyfant called Mother Universe. There was Skellyfant there with his song Mother Universe. And that's a guy who writes most of the songs on a ukulele and plays every instrument and sings and everything himself. So, yeah, talented sort of fella. And pretty soon we're going to come back and we're going to have a little talk about the some aquaculture happenings in Aotearoa. That'll be, and I'm still getting that sort of thing organised. So, we're going to play a song and come back with that. And this one is going to be The Magic Heads with The Back of Her Hand.
On the back of the hand, all the time.
That was the Magic Heads there with the back of her hand. Now we're going to have a look at a article by RNZ, and this one is all about some aquaculture projects that have been fast-tracked. And Aquaculture New Zealand says, says the fast-tracking of 7 projects will create jobs in the region, in the regions, and boost exports. 7 aquatic projects are on the government's first list of selected projects under the fast-track approvals bill. Minister for Infrastructure Chris Bishop said the bill was yet to pass, and there were a few steps to go through, but it was expected some of these projects would be accepted by next year. Fishing giant Sanford has 3 projects on the list. One is to create a land-based greenshell mussel spat hatchery in Canterbury. Second is to construct and operate a land-based recirculating water salmon hatchery on a 24-hectare former abattoir site in Southland. And the third is to create and operate 2 20-hectare open ocean salmon farms. Naitahu Seafoods Hanunui Aquaculture Project is also on the list. It will develop a 2,500-hectare marine farm for finfish off the northeastern coast of Stewart Island. And Te Opauri Fisheries Management wants to develop 9 marine farms in Northland. Impact Marine wants to build a salmon farm and processing facility on land in Southland, while Clifford Bay Marine Farms wants to renew the consent for 424-hectare mussel farm in the Marlborough Sounds. Aquaculture New Zealand Chief Executive Gary Hooper said the list was really exciting for the industry. Said Aquaculture New Zealand has huge potential in Aotearoa, and these projects can be an absolute game changer for many regional economies. He adds, we are already world famous for our fantastic seafood, so these projects will give us the ability to better service both the domestic and international markets. And he says, lengthy consent processes have held the industry back for too long. He says, under the Resource Management Act, everything took a long time. It was very expensive, so it put people off investing. And you could go through 10 years of consenting processes and spend $10 million and end up with nothing. And he finishes with, the RMA would pitch the economy against the environment. And I'd like to think New Zealand is a lot smarter than that. We can have world-class environmental guardianship and stimulate the economy at the same time. So, yeah, a lot happening in the aquaculture industry, which is interesting. And we're going to come back and have a look at some other fast-tracked things, and maybe even a little talk about the fast-tracking process itself very shortly. Firstly, I'm going to play this one called Eyes Wide Shut by Cy Donelic. Thank you. there was Eyes Wide Shut there by Psydenalic. And now I'm going to have another look at the fast track things and how they affect sort of the countryside, basically. And there's been 100, like I mentioned earlier, 147 different projects listed, and it's only just kind of been released. There's quite a few farming and aquaculture ones, 43 infrastructure projects, 22 renewable energy projects, and 11 mining projects. And these include previously rejected projects like Trans-Tasman Resources, Seabed Mining, and the Waitaha Hydro Project, which have both been rejected in the past for their adverse effects on the environment. You know, it's been condemned in a few ways. It's like, for example, David Parker says, the coalition government has just confirmed a lineup of projects that could wreak havoc on our natural environment. And the Environmental Defence Society CEO Gary Taylor called many of the projects questionable. And he said the RMA could be too slow and too expensive, and I think everyone kind of agrees with that. However, the Fast Track Approvals Bill goes way beyond what is required to streamline processes. And he said, overall, we're blown away by the sheer volume of projects listed, and we question how the government intends to stand up enough qualified expert panels to process them in the timeframes indicated. And he says, as currently designed, the bill almost guarantees approval for the projects. It fails to properly balance development and environmental considerations, and instead has a deeply troubling bias in favouring of applicants. This means that good projects will get approved along with the bad, and local communities will not have a say, which is important. Point, I feel like. And Forest and Bird spokesman Richard Capel says, or KP, sorry, said it was not opposed to fast-track projects for essential public infrastructure and housing. But he adds, the list contains incredibly harmful projects like coal mines, seabed mining, open pit gold mines that have been fought in our courts, and the courts have already said these shouldn't take place because of the damage they cause. So, yeah, it's, yeah, like I said, I think everybody agrees that the RMA was a bit sort of cumbersome and slowed things down way too much, but also, yeah, this fast tracks approvals sort of bill is making everything almost beyond the reach of, there's no consultation or anything like that. And what else can I add about it? Well, Ngāti Atoa led a hikoi to Parliament in May to make it clear its opposition. Hundreds of people gathered, and they were met by Chris Bishop and Atama Potaka, as well as MPs from A Labour, the Greens, and Te Pāti Māori. And there's been a bunch of submissions go through, and there's other concerns, including politicisation, consultation, appeals, and trade. So there's lots of lots of stuff happening. But yeah, there's farming and aquaculture. A few of them, which is, you know, it would be good for some of the regions, no doubt, to have, you know, more employment and things like that. But it's just again how it's kind of being done, I guess. So anyway, I might come back with something else after this one. This is The Clean She Goes, She Goes live.
She goes, she goes, she goes.
That was The Clean there with She Goes, She Goes Live. Hope you enjoyed that. And I'm going to play another song now. This is the 3Ds with Outer Space. That was the 3Ds there with their song Outer Space. And that's pretty much it for the show today. So thank you for tuning in to the Over the Fence show, where you can listen to us live, or you can live stream from anywhere around the world, or pick us back up in the archives, which I need to catch up with actually, and all the many, many podcasting platforms that the show goes to. So if you take the show, I hope you enjoy it, and I shall be back again next week. Have a great week out there, folks. Look after yourselves. Look after everyone else. And yeah. Be nice to everybody. And I'm going to go out this one. This is The Cure with a demo of their song, A Forest. Hope you enjoy it. Go get there.